McDonald Max Basketball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the McDonald Max pregame show, here is your WOGO sports team.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls, Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium, site of this tilt between state-ranked squads. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, streaming and podcast at WOGO.com, and with our WOGO Sports audio accompanying the live video stream at Max TV, McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org, the website to go watch and listen to tonight's game. This is one we've had circled on the calendar for a while. McDonald Central 14-2 on the year, 9-1 in the Western Clover Belt, and tied for first with the Osseo Fairchild Thunder, who are 17-1 on the season, also 9-1 in the WCC, in a tie deadlocked with these Lady Macs for first place. Both teams state ranked. McDonald in the top three in Division 5, Osseo Fairchild in the top five in Division 4. And Mark Maloney, we've been waiting for this one. Looking forward to this night, and in a way you hope that neither team would stumble before getting here, so this would indeed be for the Catbird seat in the conference. Still work to be done after tonight, but certainly sitting in a fine position in terms of hoping to take home the Western Clover Belt Conference crown, whoever emerges the victor here.
Yes, and by looking at the crowd, Caleb, I don't think we were the only ones waiting for this night to happen.
Biggest crowd we've seen here for quite some time.
Oh my goodness, it is really packed. I mean, both sides, there is some seats available. Come on in, but it'll be a little tight, but it's nice to see. It's really nice to see these girls having this kind of an impact on the community and on the crowd and get everybody involved. So Osseo's probably the same way. They got a good gathering here also.
And again, this is an Osseo team that's only tasted defeat once this year, and that at the hands of Cadott, 66-61. Lauren Gadel, incredibly talented young lady for Cadott, had 32 points on 21 shots, hit 4 three-pointers. Then Osseo Fairchild got their revenge last week, it was, as they took care of business 60-49 against this same Cadott team. Gadel again had 32, but they forced her to take 31 shots, and Osseo Fairchild was able to give the Hornets their comeuppance and again continue rolling here in the Western Clover Belt. Last time out for both of these teams last night, probably not one that's going to affect Osseo Fairchild too much because it was not close. They stomped Black River Falls 73-29 at home, and Osseo up 34-13 at the half, only allowed 16 points in the second. 11 players scored for Coach Tara Simpson, led by 18 from Brooke McCune. On the other side for McDonald, a hard-fought win at Fall Creek Tuesday night, 53-42. That's a talented Crickets team, and again, a beautiful gym. We were just there last night for the boys. Lauren Dietz, 4 of 16 from the floor, 6 of 8 from the free throw line, led the way with 14 points for the Lady Macs, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 4 turnovers. Emily Cooper, very efficient, also scoring 14 points, 5 of 9 from the field, 1 of 3 from downtown, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and 6 steals. Marley Hughes had 11 points, 4 of 7 from the floor, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. How about this stat line from Abby Petronovic? 9 points, 13 rebounds, flirting with a double-double. She was 7 of 8 from the foul line. I know Abby's been working hard from the free throw line, and to see it pay off is fantastic. And then Aubrey Dorn, Mark, 4 points, 5 rebounds, 5 steals, 2 blocks. She is really starting to make an impact for this team. And also stat line, Destiny Boffin, just 1 point, but 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal. They've got to do it by committee. They're going to need that again here tonight.
Yes, and again, you know, Abby's always such a force down there. We've been calling her name out for the last 3 years, I think. She's a force in the middle, and it's nice to see Aubrey Dorn coming up as a sophomore. She's a very good athlete as a sophomore. She's not afraid to mix it up in there, and she does a very good job of rebounding, and she's only going to get better as time goes on. So, that's a nice little object that we have coming off the bench for Coach Cooper when Abby gets in a little bit of foul trouble. and it's nice to have Aubrey coming in to help her out.
Well, Osseo Fairchild, V. McDonald here in Chippewa Falls. We'll step out for 2 minutes and be back with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Tara Simpson of the 17-1 Thunder. Back in two, this is Max Pregame on WOGO Sports.
Greg Misfeldt. I am a vice president commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. A big one in Chippewa Falls tonight. Two state-ranked squads vying for first place in the Western Clover Belt Conference as Osseo Fairchild visits your McDonald Central. Lady Max here with head coach Tara Simpson of Osseo Fairchild. Coach, 14 in a row to start this season. You did have a kind of surprising setback against Cadott, but have been rolling since then. In any way, was that good for your team to experience one loss and say, we want to make sure we don't experience that again this year?
I mean, I think that's how you have to take it. You know, learn from this. What do we need to do differently? How do we need to interpret things? You know, and everybody has a long season. And what point in the season do you feel like things are getting kind of complacent and then picking things back up and moving that from there on forward? But the girls do not want to lose again.
When you played McDonald last time, they had a pretty decent second half, but I know in the first half, it really seemed like, especially on the offensive glass, the effort was there, the hustle was there, the 50-50 balls were going your way.
Yeah, you know, we always talk about basketball being a game of momentum, and I think the first half we were able to hold that a lot, and then we had to play a little bit more gritty in the second half because it wasn't so flow for us, and we had to do a lot of little things in the second half that, you know, the first half had a little bit more flow, and we were able to complete passes and get those rebounds like we had.
Coach, when you look at this McDonald team, what do you see? A lot of people see the number of shooters, and yet when you look at what they do defensively, they like to create chaos, usually a lot of steals.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think they're a complete team. I don't think there's one person that we have to worry about. There's multiple people that we have to be concerned with. And then the idea of, you know, keeping our composure, not playing out of ourselves, and, you know, keeping our pace and not letting somebody else, like, dictate our pace.
And finally, Coach, you give McDonald a compliment as a complete team, but you've got a pretty impressive squad here. What are they doing well? What are you pleased with? What do you need to build on?
Well, you know, having a bunch of upperclassmen really helps. They've all been through this, been playing basketball forever. And then being able to have shooters on the outside and then a really strong presence on the inside. And then our bench is really deep, you know, so we don't just have six or seven. We go all the way down the bench, which is really nice.
Coach, we've been looking forward to this one for a while. I'm sure you guys are bringing a lot of folks up from Osseo. Thanks so much for your time. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
Head coach Tara Simpson back after this with Coach Cooper of the Max. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom shower doors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, commercial doors and windows. Five, custom cut glass and mirrors. And six, window screen repair or replacement. Always proud to support Chippewa Falls sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports inside Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium, Chippewa Falls, McDonald Central High School, Osseo Fairchild, and your McDonald Central Lady Max here with head coach Don Cooper. Coach, we've been anticipating, waiting for this one a while. Again, that was your first loss of the season down at Osseo. Now you get a chance on your home floor to even the score and take over first place. This is not going to be an easy one, but I'm sure the girls are anticipating it.
They are, and they're excited about the opportunity to be in this spot. And again, the girls have worked hard all season, and so this is what we work up to.
Coach, do you notice any sharpening in practice when there is an opponent, a state-ranked opponent, a team that's right with you in the conference standings? Is there anything a little extra getting ready for this game?
Yes. Actually, the girls play, they're super motivated when they're playing ranked teams and high-quality programs. Like for Neillsville, we did a great job against Neillsville. We did a great job against Osseo the first time. So, again, they get challenged by these good competition.
Coach, the last time you played Osseo, 14% from beyond the arc, 23% from the field. How much is that having a difficult shooting night? How much is that as credit to their defense?
It's credit to their defense. Coach Simpson is a great coach. She's a high-quality coach that preaches defense. And, again, it's going to – shots tonight will be, again, at a premium. We both – play excellent defense, and again, the team that, you know, scores a little better tonight is going to win. So,
and finally, Coach, as you guys have won 9 in a row, what are you doing well now that maybe you weren't as well at the beginning of the season?
Well, again, it was our team defense, just making sure that we're always collectively at being a team concept. We have individual people that can play good defense, but it's the individual team defense that we've been playing exceptionally well over the last couple games.
Coach, this is going to be a fun one tonight. We're going to talk to you afterward. Win or lose, always proud of our McDonald Lady Max, and hopefully we're talking about a win in a couple hours.
I hope so, too. Thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage.
Head coach Don Cooper, it's time for your tip-off next on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Welcome back to Lady Max Pregame here on WOGO Sports. It's time for tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyce and Ford in Chippewa Falls. A battle for first in the Western Clover Belt, a state-ranked opponent here tonight for McDonald Central. Mark Maloney, what's a key or two for the Max to try to get a victory here tonight and move into first place?
Boy, I think, again, we talked about this where some of the parents and even some of the players talked about that maybe McDonald didn't play their best game down at Osseo. Didn't shoot the ball very well, and again, I think that's been a month or so ago. So I think tonight it's just take care of the basketball. We got to get hot, and we definitely have to play some really good defense against this Osseo team.
Those are your keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyce and Ford in Chippewa Falls. McDonald looking to avenge a 45-38 loss on the road at Osseo. They only shot 23% from the field, 14% from three-point range, and left 11 free throws on the floor. Let's see what happens here on the home floor. We can't wait. Tip-off is next on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Hi, my name is Jamie Liebrandt, and I'm the Chief Credit and Lending Officer for Northwestern Bank. What I enjoy most about being a Northwestern Bank business banker is knowing what Northwestern Bank does and what I do makes a difference in the community. Whether it's working with a client or working with a nonprofit organization to serve the community needs, it's all, for me, very rewarding. To me, that's what makes the bank special.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
It is game time here in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside the friendly confines of McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. It is a packed house. Osseo Fairchild, 17-1, 9-1, the WCC introduced first. Lacey Fraws, she's a 5'9" senior guard, number 3, 8.5 points per game. Their leading scorer, Brooke McCune, a 5'9" senior, number 4, a guard, 17.1 points per game. She scored 36 in a game. Desiree Eisberger, a senior, number 5 at the guard, 3.2 points per game. Also, Mariah Steinke, 6.2 points per game for the senior. She wears number 14, a 5'11 forward. And Elise Dahl, 10.1 points per game, a junior, number 30, 5'10 guard for head coach Tara Simpson of Osseo Fairchild. On the other side, for your McDonald Central Lady Max, Destiny Boffman, 5'7 senior guard, number 0, 6.9 points per game, 6.8 rebounds. Marley Hughes, 5'9", junior small forward, number 1, leads the team in assists at 4.6, 9 points per game, 2.3 steals. Emily Cooper, 5'8", sophomore guard, number 22, tied for the team lead in assists, 11.4 points per game. Lauren Dietz, the 5'4", senior guard, number 24, leading score at 17.1 points per game, 7.9 rebounds per game, leads the team in that category as well. And Abby Petronovic, 5'10", senior center, number 42, 2.8 points per game, but second on the team in rebounds at 7.3. Don Cooper, eighth year at the helm of this McDonald Central Lady Max team with a record of 117 victories versus 63 defeats. The crowd is on their feet, and we are ready to rock and roll.
We are. We have obstructed views a little bit here on the northwest corner of the gym.
Marley Hughes will jump and win the tap. Immediately pushed ahead. Lauren Dietz down the left hand. The layup won't fall.
Emily.
Almost did a steal in the backcourt. We have a quick whistle and a timeout taken by Osseo very quickly. We're going to take a 30-second break as well. Back on half a minute on WOGO.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
McDonald basketball here on WOGO Sports. The Lady Max resplendent in their home white uniforms. Royal blue numerals and lettering. Royal blue at the tops of the tanks. Bottoms of the shorts, jet black, tops and bottoms. For the visiting Thunder of Osseo Fairchild with the orange numerals, orange accents, white piping. No score early going after the quick timeout by Osseo Fairchild. McDonald on the tap. Up top for Osseo Fairchild, the work left side. Fraws loses it for a moment. Working across the foul line, a dump right block extended. Entire student section with some adults in there on their feet right in front of us. Turnaround jumper, no, missed by Fraws, and the rebound to McDonald. A push ahead, Destiny Boffman ahead of everyone.
There.
Easy layup, 2-0 McDonald.
What a great pass by Emily Cooper.
Now McDonald coming out with pressure. Fraws looking for the ball. They'll throw in to Mariah Steinke. Steinke hands off to Brooke McCune. Eisberger, rather. Safely across the timeline. Minute 8 gone by. First half, you're on Logo Sports. 17-foot jumper straight on. That one rattles in and out. Justin Boffman clears the rebound. Lauren Dietz just inside the three-point arc. Swings left side. Emily Cooper via Destiny Boffman. Cooper puts it on the floor with the left hand. Baseline, runner from 16 feet too long. Rebound to Eisberger of Osseo Fairchild. Eisberger spins across the timeline. Hands off right side, Lacey Fraws, the senior. Another 16-foot jumper, this one good, and that one from Brooke McCune, the leading scorer for Tara Simpson, to apiece.
The McDonald girls are playing man-to-man defense, and it's a tight man-to-man defense.
Emily Cooper at the left elbow. Marley Hughes to Destiny Boffman straight on. Boffman at 13 down in Osseo to lead the way for the Lady Max in that seven-point loss. Marley Hughes bumped left wing. Leaves it for Destiny Boffman, curling off a slip screen from Marley at the right elbow. Picks up the dribble, finds a cutter and a block. They're not going to call a foul as Lauren Dietz went right into the body of Desiree Eisberger. Looked like maybe they could have gotten a call, but instead out of bounds. They'll call it a clean block, and possession goes to Osseo Fairchild. Inbounding will be Elise Dahl. Dahl, the lone junior in the starting lineup for Coach Simpson. Pressure by Emily Cooper in the backcourt. Eisberger across the logo. Picks up the dribble 40 feet from the hoop. Looking for help, trying to avoid a five-second count. She'll get it off safely to Dahl. Dahl on the right wing. Puts it on the floor, driving to the corner. Crosses over, back up top, Eisberger. Swings left side, Lacey Fraz. Fraz, open look at a jumper for McCune. That one clanks off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound for Lacey Fraz. Fraz throws away. Cooper with the steal. Cooper with a head of steam. Taps the brakes right wing. Now straight on, maintaining the dribble. Crosses over to Marley Hughes right wing. Marley backtracking. Crosses over on her man, looks off his screen, finds Abby Petronovich. Petronovich hard to the hoop, crashes, a little bit too strong, looking for a quick foul underneath.
Yeah. Abby.
Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 3 minutes and change gone by here in the first half, two apiece. In this battle of state-ranked squads, winner takes over sole possession of first place in the Western Cloverbelt Conference. Quick reach-in foul. Coach Cooper doesn't like it. They're going to call that on Destiny Boffman.
Yeah.
14:47 to play. Dahl will inbound right in front of the scorer's table. That's two quick whistles against McDonald. First on Boffman. Dahl to inbound. Finds a cutting Eisberger. The work left side for Fraz. Fraz right-handed dribble, back to Eisberger, and catch across the top of the circle. Left-handed dribble leaving for Fraz as Eisberger to McCune. McCune bumped, flips back up for a free throw line jumper. That one good for two. And Desiree Eisberger gets into the scoring column. Teams both pride themselves on their defense, their team defense. Marley Hughes drops it into the paint, and it's kicked away. Lost there by Abby Petronovich. Push ahead for Osseo Fairchild. Pull up, 10-foot jumper. In and out. Rebound pulled down. Second chance opportunity for Osseo Fairchild. Jump stop in the lane, and we'll have another whistle against McDonald.
Beats. Going to pick up a foul.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic, has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing. Named one of America's most responsible companies and proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. That is the third whistle against McDonald in the first 4 minutes. On the inbounds, a block by Emily Cooper. Cooper denies the shot. Push ahead to Dietz. Dietz on the left side of the lane.
There you
go. Tie game.
That was a great block by Emily, and then she pushed it down and found Lauren for a nice layup.
Always keeps her head up. Young sophomore. Fraz. Up top, Steinke. Gives it back for Fraz on the right wing outside the arc. Lauren Dietz, a hand right in her grill. Fraz puts on the floor with the left hand, shrugs off Dietz, goes left side for Steinke. Steinke backing down, tipped pass. Fraz retrieves left wing.
Lauren almost had that one.
Up top for Dahl. Dahl, a high pass. Fraz to Steinke. Steinke straight on from 6 feet. They're hitting their shots.
They got that offensive play coming where the bottom girl comes off the screen right at the free throw line for a nice, easy shot. Well, it ain't that easy, but they got to hit them.
6-4 the Thunder. Lauren Dietz straight on working against Elise Dahl. Left wing back to Dietz. Dietz on the left block over the top of McCune with a beautiful kiss off the glass. And Dietz has four. We're tied again at six. Now Dietz pressure in the backcourt. Fraz safely across the timeline. Leaves it for Eisberger on the high right. Straight on, pass left side, a little bit of a bobble. McCune at the foul line, swings out for Eisberger. Eisberger checked there right in front of the McDonald bench. Couple bounces, drops in for McCune. McCune, good position inside Emma Stelter. McCune up and in for two.
Emma's got to get her boxed out a little better. Lauren.
Quick jumper from Lauren. Deeds from the left wing. That rattles in and out. 8-6 Osseo Fairchild. Almost a third of the way through the first half already. 12-13 and counting to go. Donald's going to send in Sydney Flanagan in a moment. Drop down to the block. McCune again, good position. She's doubled. Looking for help. Goes over the top of Stelter. Hangs it short. Gets her own offensive rebound blocked on the way up and a foul. That's Emily Cooper.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. That's the first on Emily Cooper, but the fourth on McDonald. Still no whistles against Osseo Fairchild as they take a three-point lead. McCune hits the first free throw. She has five. Stelter out, Cooper out. Aubrey Dorn comes in as well as Sydney Flanagan. Dorn, the 5'11 sophomore, guard forward combo number 23. Second free throw is perfect for Brooke McCune. Largest lead for either team, 10-6. Osseo Fairchild. Marley Hughes up top. Leaves it for Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan up top, Destiny Boffman. Right in her face, finally we get a whistle against Osseo Fairchild as there was some nose-to-nose defense played there. And I think they'll get Stanky with that. That's her first, team's first. Into the backcourt. Marley Hughes across the timeline. Left side feeds Sydney Flanagan. Frost right in her face. Flanagan, the senior, working a right-handed bounce. Sydney hands off to Destiny Boffman. Off a screen. Left side to Dietz. Dietz runs one hard into the body of McCune and draws the foul. And Dietz does a little somersault along the baseline. Pops back up. That will be the second whistle on this possession against Osseo Fairchild. First on McCune, and Lauren Dietz will go to the line shooting a pair, her team trailing 10-6. First free throw for Lauren is perfect. Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley, positively impacting students, families, and businesses for over 57 years. See how you can grow with Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/roots, insured by NCUA. Second free throw just as nice for Lauren Dietz. She has six of McDonald's eight. They trail by two. Chasing across the timeline, Destiny Boffman trailing Elise Dahl. They'll work left side. New entrant into the game for Osseo Fairchild, number 34, Taylor Gunderson, the junior. Also, they sent in Caitlin Scow, a fellow junior. 10-8, McDonald trails by two. McCune, big head fake. Into the lane, kicks back to Scow, right back to McCune. Turns up with the left hand, nice post move high off the glass.
Yeah, Aubrey went for the steal there.
McCune has
She's
eight.
Too good to leave alone.
Donald trails 12-8. Marley Hughes left wing. Up top, Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan, double dribble.
Yeah, she lost the handle on that one.
McDonald only 9 turnovers against this Osseo Fairchild team down at Osseo, but only forced 9 steals, which is quite a bit below their season average of over 16. Steinke drops off a pass, and it's stolen by Dorn. Dorn puts ahead to Marley Hughes. Hughes being pursued down the lane. Layup still good. Marley Hughes able to get through just a little bit of contact. No foul, but it was not going to be easy as she had Elise Dahl chasing her all the way down the floor. 12-10, McDonald trails by two. 10-20 and counting. First half. Dahl straight on. Right side, open look at a three for the lefty. No good, rebound pulled down. Tie up McCune and Destiny Boffman.
Yep.
And possession will go back to McDonald. That miss on the three was by Caitlin Scow. Emily Cooper will come in to give Lauren Dietz a breather with 10-13 remaining in the half. McDonald trails by just a single bucket. Far side of the floor, Emily Cooper. Cooper maintaining the dribble, working off his screen at the right elbow to Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan up top, Destiny Boffman straight on for three. That one goes in and out, rebound by McCune. Monroe push ahead. Destiny's shooting about 40% from three. Backdoor cut. A good block by Marley Hughes. And then a save by Cooper.
I'm going to say that it wasn't
saved. Either way, the block counts as Marley just denied a shot.
Yeah, and then whoever picked that off, I don't know if it was Emily Cooper that picked it off, but said he stepped on the line.
And We have a quick substitution for McDonald. Callie Goulet, the 5'10 sophomore forward, number 25, will come in for Destiny Boffman. Three stacked across the top of the key. Horacio Fairchild inbounds, quick jumper, no. Offensive rebound for the Thunder, up and in for two. On the right side of the lane, Taylor Gunderson. Marley Hughes, right wing. Lady Max trailing 14-10. Emily Cooper, checked by Dahl.
Oh.
Throw away by Cooper, a steal. Horacio Fairchild down the lane, too strong on the scooping layup. A miss by Gunderson, and now McDonald will push the other way. Marley Hughes, hesitation dribble, driving baseline, blocked by McCune. A push ahead, Dahl with the reception right in front of the McDonald bench, shrugs off Callie Goulet. Long cross court skip, that's Scoug. Up top to Gunderson, back to Dahl right wing. Up top McCune, 16 feet from the bucket. Left wing, knocked away for a moment, back to McCune straight on. Hume gets it back. Good position inside. She's fouled by Aubrey Dorn.
No, I think we're going to get put that on Marley, I think.
By the way, it'll be the team's fifth with 8:51 to play. McCune back to the line. Is there a new home on your horizon? It's time to contact Boffman Sewer and Septic, proud sponsors of Lady Max Basketball right here on WOGO. One of the most knowledgeable companies for sewer and septic systems, Boffman Sewer and Septic. First free throw is missed by Brooke McCune. She's 2 of 3 from the line. Lauren Dietz quickly back in. Marley Hughes out. Sydney Flanagan out. Destiny Boffman, also a very quick breather, is back into the game. 8:51 remaining first half. Lady Max trail 14-10. Rossio Fairchild trying to stretch this to their largest advantage of the night, and they will, up 5 as McCune hits the second. She has 9 points already. Emily Cooper up top, down the right side of the lane, and she is bumped and pushed out of bounds. And that will send Emily to the line. That is McCune. That is her second, so that would be a huge call. It is. So Brooke McCune is going to have to sit with 2 fouls. I apologize, not a shooting foul. So Emily will inbound underneath for the Lady Max. Cooper holding, finds Dietz in the right corner. A little bit of a bobble. Dietz retrieves, goes between 2 defenders, has her shot blocked on the way up. Good work there by Scoug. On the left side, Dahl leaves it for Scoug up top. Picks up her dribble against Destiny Boffman, trying to avoid a 5-second call. She'll leave it for Dahl. Dahl up top against an intense Callie Goulet.
Yes.
Working left side, Dahl. And a whistle. Are we going to get a quick hand check against McDonald? Madison Loonstra came into the game for Coach Tara Simpson, Osseo Fairchild. Loonstra averages 6 points per game. She's a junior at the forward. And Marley Hughes right back in there for McDonald. 15-10, they trail Osseo Fairchild. 8:15 to go. Callie Goulet out.
Yeah, I don't think Coach Cooper's going to leave some of these girls out for very long. Let them catch your breath, get a drink.
Inbound right to Gunderson, wide open for 3, hits the back racket. Rebound Emily Cooper. Cooper push ahead, Marley Hughes. Hughes down the left side of the lane, a little bit too strong off the window. Rebound pushed ahead. Osseo Fairchild in transition, scooping layup, no offensive rebound, no, because Aubrey Dorn pulled it down with 2 hands. Now Marley Hughes far side of the floor, outside the arc, holds it on her hip for a moment, finds Emily Cooper. Right baseline. Cooper employing a left-handed dribble, curls across the top of the lane, finds a cutting Lauren Dietz. Dietz kick back out. Marley Hughes to Emily Cooper for her first 3 of the night. Back rim. Rebound pulled down by Dahl of Osseo Fairchild. 7:34 and counting first half. Lady Max trail 15-10. Layup good in transition for Madison Loonstra. McDonald wants a timeout. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Timeout.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
The crowd back on their feet with 7:27 remaining in a fast-paced first half. Austin Fairchild leads the Lady Macs by 7, 17 to 10. McDonald with the basketball, moving left to right here on WOGO Radio and Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Dawson Halverson back at the Wilgo home base in Halley. Emily Cooper open for three, right wing. That went off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Scow Gavasio Fairchild. Now the right elbow. That's Loonstra, who just hit the layup before the timeout. Brooke McCune, the leading scorer for Osseo Fairchild, is on the bench with two fouls. McDonald hoping to make a push here. Going to need stops, and they'll get one as Aubrey Dorn steps in front of a pass and steals it. Push ahead, Lauren Dietz. Dietz immediately down the left side of the lane, comes up a little bit short on the shot.
Yeah.
Long lead feed ahead for Osseo Fairchild. That's Dahl. Dahl outside the arc. Skoug left wing. Throws for Dahl. Dahl high-low feed. Gets away from Loonstra underneath, and Emily Cooper takes it along the baseline. Cooper, push ahead. Destiny Boffman between two defenders. Hit on the way up, and she will earn a trip to the line. We'll help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. Destiny Boffman makes good on the first. That is the fourth whistle against Osseo Fairchild. First foul on Dahl. Subs coming back in. Froz back into the game for Coach Simpson. Second free throw is short. That's still a six-point game. So splitting a pair at the line, Destiny Boffman, 17-11. Osseo Fairchild. Froz up top to Steinke. Left side for Eisburner, who came back in as well. Dahl straight on down the right side of the lane. Splits everybody. Goes right to the hoop and scores. Elise Dahl.
That was a good drive on her part.
19-11, Osseo Fairchild. Marley Hughes to Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan, Laura Dietz. Dietz, too long on the jumper. Aubrey Dorn steals a pass,
yes.
Knocks it off of Osseo Fairchild out of bounds.
What a hustle play by Aubrey Dorn.
She stole the pass underneath and then falling out of bounds, flips it back in off of Steinke.
Yes.
That's a heads-up play by the sophomore. Marley Hughes will inbound. McDonald could use a bucket. Inbounds to Lauren Dietz. Dietz on the right wing, working a left-handed dribble. Dietz comes to a jump stop in the lane. High off the window. Count the foul. Count the bucket, rather. They won't give her the foul. She did go flying down along the baseline. 19-13. McDonald trails by 6. 5.5 to go. Eisburner to Froz. Froz to Dahl. The crowd wants a foul as Dahl went down. Maybe it was helped. Dahl up top. Leaves it left side for Eisburner. Looking to the post. Nothing there right now. Dahl right in front of the McDonald bench against Destiny Boffman. Force feeds it into the post. Almost taken away. Back to Dahl, though. Dahl open for three. Missed everything. Rebound Sydney Flanagan. Marley Hughes to Lauren Dietz. Dietz right wing. Top, Destiny Boffman. Boffman, Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan flips off to Lauren Dietz. Dietz to the foul line to Marley Hughes. Hughes, a little bit of a head fake. Flips to Flanagan. Flanagan curling into the lane. Back to Lauren. Lauren at the left elbow extended. Pulls up opposite side of the lane. Too short. Offensive rebound attempt. Knocked out of bounds once again off of Osseo Fairchild by the hard work of Aubrey Dorn.
She's working hard underneath there.
4:36 to play first half. Lady Macs trail 19-13.
Could use a hoop here to keep that score within range.
Dahl just subbed out for the Thunder. Marley Hughes Left side feed on the inbound to Lauren Dietz. Dietz back to Hughes. Hughes to Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan back out to Dietz and lost it out of bounds. It was a low pass. McDonald will send in two subs. Abby Petronovich and Emily Cooper. Destiny Boffman and Sydney Flanagan will each get a break. 4:27 remaining here in the first half.
Subs are going to be, Coach Cooper's just doing a great job subbing, just getting these girls breaks and getting them right back in the game.
Slowly walking it across the timeline, Desiree Eisberg. A bounce and a kick up top is going to go against Aubrey Dorn, using that length again. 6-point game. McDonald has no fouls left to give here in the first half. Four fouls called against the Thunder. Two state-ranked teams, only three losses combined between these two teams this late in the season. Pass poked away. Stepping in front of it, Abby Petronovich. Emily Cooper, left side, Marley Hughes. Hughes at the top of the key to Lauren Dietz. Dietz back out, Emily Cooper, bumped a bit. Cooper down the left side of the lane. Big ball fake. Lauren Dietz left side. Dietz deep three. Oh. In and out. Offensive rebound almost. Abby Petronovich was fighting for it. Midwinter Mardi Gras at McDonald puts the fun in fundraiser. Mark your calendars for February 12th, Saturday night. 100% of the proceeds support McDonald's schools and students, delicious dinner, casino and carnival style games, and live jazz music from Tropa, plus a cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,000. Get your tickets in person here at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Midwinter Mardi Gras, February 12th, here at McDonald in Chippewa. 19-13, the Lady Macs trail by 6 to the visiting Osseo Fairchild Thunder. 3:20 and counting to go first half.
Oh, Aubrey's coming close to a steal.
Gunderson flips it too strong into the corner over the top of a leaping Lacey Fraws. And the turnover does go to the Lady Macs.
And the Mac girls look like they went into a 1-3-1 zone with Aubrey up on the top.
Marley Hughes at the point, crosses the Bulldog at midcourt with 3:08 to play. Emily Cooper. Cooper holds on her hip to Lauren Dietz. Dietz an open path down the left side of the lane, and she lays it in for two more. Lauren Dietz into double digits. She has 10 of McDonald's 15. They trail by 4, 19-15. Gunderson across the floor. Eisberger. Eisberger back to Gunderson. High post feet taken away. Abby Petronovich. A push ahead, Marley Hughes left wing. McDonald trails by 4 with possession. Down to Abby Petronovich.
Goal!
Off the glass! That's a big move.
That was a beautiful move by Abby.
19-17.
Points we needed, too.
Lady Max down just 2.
She started that off with a big steal on the defensive end.
Gunderson high on the left. Crowd has been on their feet almost this entire game. Right side for Eisberger. Slides it into Fraws in the right corner. Back to Eisberger, right wing with 2:06 to play first half. 19-17, Osseo Fairchild. Long shot from the left corner. Missed, and Marley Hughes gobbles up the rebound. That was Steinke on the miss. Again, our view's a little bit obstructed from that corner. Emily Cooper driving right baseline. Out to Dorn. Dorn to Dietz. Dietz, big ball fake between two defenders. And a whistle first.
Got a blocking foul first, I believe.
That will be the 5th against the Thunder. So just one left for them to give in the final minute, 47. Subs coming in. Elise Dahl in favor of Desiree Eisberger for Coach Tara Simpson.
Bryce, thank you. 2nd foul.
So 2 starters with 2 fouls for the Thunder. Marley Hughes holding. Goes up top. Emily Cooper. With 1:45 to play here in the first half. WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, good to have you with us. Cooper goes behind her back, straight on to Lauren Dietz. Dietz flips over to Cooper in the left corner. Emily, couple bounces, trying to get away from Steinke, driving baseline. Pulls it back out to Marley Hughes. Hughes, nice, beautiful pass down low, and it comes down. Abby Petronovich. Working hard in the post. We are tied at 19.
And a great pass by Marley Hughes.
Long 3. That one off the glass and good, and a little shrug there from Elise Dahl. That was not her intention, but she's given her team a three-point lead. Emily Cooper, left wing, high off the glass, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Taylor Gunderson. 50 seconds to play in the first half. Three-point game. This one living up to billing so far. And also pass knocked in the backcourt now by the Thunder. Aubrey Jordan, she is undercut and fouled as she went for it. I don't know what happened at Dahl there. Is she?
Yeah, I think she just missed
it here. Yeah, maybe stepped awkwardly, and then Dorn going after the loose ball. Would have been a backcourt violation either way, but she gets her legs chopped out from under her, and that's the sixth foul, first on Taylor Gunderson. So no fouls left for either team to give. Destiny Baughman right back into the game. She will inbound in front of the very full visiting section. Everything's full in here.
It is.
Marley Hughes with 36 seconds to play against Gunderson, working off a screen from Petrunovic. Marley picks up the dribble for Destiny Baughman, left wing. Lady Max trailing by 3, 22-19. Baughman into the lane. A little bit of a wild shot. Offensive rebound. Push back up and knocked along the baseline. Saved by McDonald, but Osseo Fairchild comes back to it first. Aubrey Dorn, I think, had her shot blocked, then had it for a moment and saved it back inadvertently to the Thunder. 10 seconds to play. Gunderson throws across the floor. Kick out to Dahl. Dahl cutting down the middle of the floor from 10 feet. No. And with 1 second left, the Lady Max will run out the clock. And we have a good one brewing here. It's a three-point game at the half. Your score, Osseo Fairchild 22, McDonald 19. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Back in 3.5.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom shower doors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, commercial doors and windows. Five, custom cut glass and mirrors. And six, window screen repair or replacement. Always proud to support Chippewa Falls sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Mardi Gras and McDonald puts the fun in fundraiser. Mark your calendars for February 12th, the 13th annual Midwinter Mardi Gras. 100% of the proceeds support McDonald's schools and students. Enjoy a delicious dinner, casino and carnival-style games, and live jazz music from Tropo. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,000. Seating is limited, so get your dinner and raffle tickets today, in person or at McDonald AreaCatholicSchools.org.
My name is Tracy Smisky, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Time here in a tight game between two state-ranked squads. Winner takes over sole possession of first place in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you at the half. Osseo Fairchild leads your McDonald Lady Macs 22-19. Looking at your leading scores from both sides, starting with the Thunder, 9 from Brooke McCune before she had to sit with 2 fouls, 5 from Elise Dahl, 2 apiece for Desiree Eisbrenner, Caitlin Skaug, Madison Lundstra, and Taylor Gunderson. On the other side for the Lady Macs, 10 for Lauren Dietz, the only player on the floor tonight in double digits, 4 for Abby Petronovich, 3 for Destiny Boffman, and 2 for Marley Hughes. This is a defensive game, a fast-paced game, though, Mark Maloney.
It is. I mean, you know, I think the McDonald girls are playing awesome, awesome defense down here, kind of getting them one and done over there with Osseo Fairchild. And then on the offensive side, they're doing a really nice job. They're getting some really good looks at the basket. They're getting some good shots off. Our shots just aren't falling like maybe we want them to fall, because I think that we're getting some better efforts on our offensive side than we're giving Osseo on their offensive side. So I think, you know, the Mac girls are playing some really tenacious defense, and we get this offense rolling here in the second half. We could, a three-point game isn't anything.
Well, current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org. Let's hear some of those first half highlights in a three-point game of the half. It sounded like this on WOGO Sports and Max TV. In the first 4 minutes, on the inbounds, a block by Emily Cooper. Cooper denies the shot, push ahead to Dietz. Dietz on the left side of the lane,
there
layup,
go.
Good tie game.
That was a great block by Emily, and then she pushed it down and found
it. Over 16. Steinke drops off a pass, and it's stolen by Dorn. Dorn pushes ahead to Marley Hughes. Hughes being pursued down the lane, layup still good.
Thunder will
push ahead. Destiny's shooting about 40% from three. Backdoor cut. A good block by Marley Hughes. And then a save by Cooper.
And he said he's going
to say that it wasn't saved. Court with 3:08 to play. Emily Cooper. Cooper holds on her hip to Lauren Dietz. Dietz an open path down the left side of the lane. And she lays it in for 2 more. Eisbrenner. Eisbrenner back to Gunderson. High post feet taken away. Petronovich. A push ahead, Marley Hughes left wing. McDonald trails by 4 with possession. Down to Abby Petronovich. Off the glass. That's a big move.
That was a beautiful move by Abby.
Hughes, nice, beautiful pass down low, and it comes down. Abby Petronovich working hard in the post. We are tied at 19. And it's a 22-19 lead for the visitors. Here we are back in 2 minutes with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts at the half. A great one between McDonald and Osseo. Back in 2.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
The second half begins. It's our halftime tradition. Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And I'm going to give a shout-out to our son, Glenn Maloney, and his wife, Linda, our granddaughter, Rosalie, out in New Jersey at McQuarrie Air Force Base. They're getting ready for that nor'easter to hit out there, so they're getting their snow shovels all set up. Alex Maloney's down at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana, where Lita and I are both trying to book tickets to go down and see him the beginning of March. Jordy Kubishik is out at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm out at Dover Air Force Base, Maryland. They're probably getting their snow shovels out, too. Greg Hovland at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois. Greg is currently over in Africa, doing a really fine job out there. I see his unit got the Unit of the Month Award on Facebook out there, so nice job, Greg, and his staff. Jacob Klukas is finishing out his Air Force career out at Las Vegas at Nellis Air Force Base. Sarah Passett-Bovey is the first sergeant with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of the Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Major Corey Hebert is getting ready to retire this year in June, is in the Marine Corps. Kristen Levezer Davis in the Air Force Reserve at Charleston, South Carolina. Carter Billen is still working security forces. He did a little stint out in Guam at Fairchild Air Force Base. And we'll hit some of these other guys up as we hit them up later on. Again, a huge shout out and a big thank you to all of our military,
making it possible for us to enjoy incredible nights like this in safety and security. We thank you for all that you do. Starting off the second half, a drive from Dahl right down the center of the lane, and she sends a couple McDonald players, including Lauren Dietz, pinballing away, and Lauren's gonna try and shake this one off here. The foul is going to go against Lauren Dietz. That is her second, team's first of the second half. Original starting five for McDonald: Abby Petronovic, Marley Hughes, Destiny Boffman, Lauren Dietz, and Emily Cooper. Dahl first free throw is good. 4-point game. For Elise Dahl, that is her sixth point. Dahl again. That one looks too long and still bounces in. Had a nice roll, and now we have a quick whistle. And
oh, somebody went down here.
Dahl,
yeah,
just went down running back up the floor.
She might have just twisted, turned an ankle.
Coach Tara Simpson will come out to take a look at her. We'll let you know that Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. Walk-in interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 at the Mason Companies corporate office. You can find them at 1251 First Avenue in Chippewa Falls or apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com. That's masoncompaniesinc.com. Original starting five for Osseo Fairchild: Lacey Fraws, Brooke McCune, Desiree Eisburn, Mariah Steinke, and Elise Dahl. Dahl still being tended to right now, and they may be sending in Taylor Gunderson, the junior. Dahl is the only junior in that starting lineup. She's going to be helped to her feet now in a moment, it looks like.
Yeah, Lynn Royce, the athletic trainer, is out there tending to her. Lynn's a fantastic athletic trainer.
Just 8 seconds gone by here in the second half. It's 24-19. Osseo Fairchild, they led by as many as 7 in the first half. Dahl with knee back to her feet. We'll certainly hope this isn't anything serious for that talented young lady. Averaging 10.1 points per game. They have a deep bench, but these starters are very impressive for the Thunder. So Gunderson will come in for the Thunder. She had 2 points in the first half, the junior guard. Destiny Boffman will inbound right below us. There's Emily Cooper in the backcourt. Lady Max trailing 24-19, looking for their first points in the second half. Marley Hughes to Emily Cooper, left wing. Cooper crosses over down the left side of the lane, backtracking now into the corner. Now pulls up, jumper just a little bit short, batted back to Destiny Boffman. Boffman goes hard at the hoop, too strong, rebound McCune, and she's sent to the floor by Abby Petronovich. So McCune had to sit for a while after causing a lot of damage down low with those two fouls, and now Abby Petronovich picks up her second, and McDonald. Two quick whistles against them here in the second half, trailing 24-19, and considering the way the Thunder play defense, you don't want to get down much more than that. Emily Cooper, the steal, tosses off to Destiny Boffman. Boffman soars down the lane for two.
A great steal by Emily.
Just took it away. 24-21. Now she hassles Eisburner in the backcourt again. Eisburner down the left side of the lane, trying to go coast to coast. She lost it off her knee. Out of bounds, and McDonald turns over the Thunder.
Oh, he's got to convert here.
That time Cooper didn't get the steal, but you got to think her pressure riding her the whole way down the court caused that slip. Lauren Dietz right wing, Destiny Boffman straight on. Left side, Emily Cooper, 4-3 on Lloyd.
Wow. Good all the way.
Emily Cooper. That's her first bucket, and it ties the game at 24. 16-40 and counting to go here in regulation. Gunderson across the logo at midcourt, chased by Lauren Dietz. Eisburner right wing. Steinke straight on against Hughes, picks up the dribble, straddling the three-point arc, right side feed. Eisburner calling out directions, straight on for Frost. She'll try a three, and that one's well short. Rebound, though, by McCune. Goes up strong. She misses it. Good body and defense there by Petronovich. Emily Cooper on the run. Cooper right side. Good head fake. Lauren Dietz. Dietz off the glass, too short. Rebound batted out to Gunderson. There's an opportunity there for McDonald.
Good shot, good look, just didn't go in.
Fraz up top for Steinke. Steinke has a pass tipped away. I'm trying to remember now if McDonald has led yet in this game.
I don't think so.
I think you're right. A chance for their first lead is McDonald's going to substitute at the next juncture here. Gunderson left wing, working off a screen from McCune. Gunderson 19-footer, and that one rattles in. Taylor Gunderson, she can shoot. 4 points for the junior, 26-24. Lady Max trail by two. Destiny Boffman, right side feed. Emily Cooper right in front of her own bench. Cooper puts it on the floor with the left hand, grilling across the foul line out to Marley Hughes. Hughes right side to Destiny Boffman, gives her a little bit of a screen. Destiny left side, the work short corner. Lauren Dietz between two defenders, just a little bit short, fighting for the rebound, but it comes out to Osseo Fairchild. The Thunder now on the run, a two-on-two. Pass tipped away by Marley Hughes. Good work by Marley, may have stopped a wide-open layup. Now McCune from 16 feet rattles one in.
Leave her open.
28-24, the Thunder. Lauren Dietz wide open for three, big head fake instead. Picks it up at the right block, extended. Dietz slides one into the post, and it's stolen away, and Abby Petronovich falls to the floor and inadvertently knocks down McCune, who went down heavily, and that's the third foul on Petronovich. 28-24, McDonald down four with 14:52 remaining. Culver's of Lake Halley is hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply online at culvers.com/careers or in person at Culver's of Lake Halley. And don't forget those real Wisconsin cheese curds made with only the freshest Wisconsin cheddar, then deep fried golden brown and served hot at Culver's of Lake Halley. Inbound stolen away by Marley Hughes. She stepped right in front of it. Hands off to Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan right side. Emily Cooper thought about a really deep three. Said to Marley Hughes. Hughes for three. Left wing.
Oh, yeah.
Book it. Marley Hughes with 5 points, and the Lady Max are within one, 28-27. Good find there across the floor on the skip. Destiny Boffman up top against Fraz. Oh. Fraz looks like she took an extra step, turned it over anyway. Sydney Flanagan steps in front of the pass along the baseline. Right side, Marley Hughes. Hughes up top, Destiny Boffman. Boffman swings left side. Emily Cooper, they left her wide open for three. Oh. That one off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Steinke. Push ahead. Fraz. Fraz right wing. Along the baseline. Blocking foul. That was tight. goodness. And a lot of contact. Fraz is bigger than Emily Cooper. And
yeah, if Emily could have held her ground for a second, I think she would have drew the offensive foul.
That's the second on Cooper, but again, four fouls against McDonald. None so far here in the second half against the Thunder. That's significant as we go down the stretch. Still a lot of time remaining with 14:06. Emily Cooper will sit temporarily. Warren Deeds back in. Flanagan will guard the inbound. Fraz wants it in the right corner. Waiting, Scow goes to Fraz, right wing. Fraz crosses over on Boffin, spinning into the lane. Back to McCune. McCune wide open for another jumper, and she is just not missing.
Well, I guess there's a reason why she's their leading scorer.
30-27, Lady Max trail by three. Marley Hughes straight on, head fake down the left side of the lane, splits two defenders, high off the window, kicking it off the glass. 4-2, Marley Hughes with seven. Lady
Beautiful
Max are within one again.
Nice left-handed shot, too.
30-29, Fall Creek. Scoub, hassled by Sydney Flanagan, gets it safely across the timeline on the left wing in front of her own bench. She wants to give it up, fires it into the post. Up top, Fraz against Destiny Boffman. Left side for Scout. They left her open for three. That was a bad idea. Hit it from the left wing. Caitlin Scout makes it 33-29. Ossia Fairchild. Marley Hughes, right wing. Pulls up the elbow. Back to Destiny Boffin. Left side, Lauren Dietz. Dietz kicks it back out to Marley Hughes on the right wing. Left side feed to Destiny Boffin. Curling across the foul line. Sydney Flanagan. Flips back out to Marley. Marley, Lauren Dietz. Dietz, show and go. Beautiful drop off pass from behind. Emma Stelter had her shot swatted by Steinke. Now Lauren Dietz, the linebacker, steps in front of the pass. She's got a one-on-two, spinning into the lane, and she does not get the foul call. Ball is loose and picked up by the Thunder. Man, I don't know what McDonald has to do to get a call here. Down low to McEwen. McEwen up and in for two from Gunderson.
Timeout.
Timeout taken by McDonald. They trail by 6, 35-29. 12:23 remaining. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Lady Max trail 35-29, almost one third of the way through the second half. McDonald with possession, moving right to left. Aubrey Dorn back in out of the timeout. Dietz, right wing. Callie Goulet also came into the game to Marley Hughes. Hughes for her second three. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Marley Hughes to 10 points, and she is firing from beyond the arc. Three-point game.
She's a good shooter.
35-32, Ossio Fairchild. Steinke straight on. Taylor Gunderson right wing. Gunderson at the high post from Skaug. Skaug fires into McCune. McCune doubled. Back out to Skaug. Skaug for three. Back bracket. No rebound. Pulled down by Lauren Dietz. Dietz wants to run. McDonald has a two-on-two. Dietz pull up at the foul line. Back out to Marley Hughes. Hughes left side. Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan curling into the lane to Marley straight on between the wheels. Marley bounce with the left hand. Sydney Flanagan. Callie Goulet. Goulet, couple dribbles, throws into the left corner. Marley Hughes working the dribble up top across the foul line to Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan being checked by Fraz. Eisburner, rather. Lauren Dietz flips back out to Marley Hughes on the right wing. 35-32 with 11-12 to play in the second half. McDonald trails by three. Lauren Dietz up top. Beats to Marley Hughes. Hughes curls down to the foul line, flips over to Sidney Flanagan. Wide open, long two. That one, no rebound. Callie Goulet had it for a moment. Scramble on the floor, pulled out by Lauren Dietz. Dietz along the baseline, skip pass, knocked away. Sidney Flanagan retrieves it. Flanagan goes up hard. Finally, we get a foul.
That might go on McCune.
If that is on McCune, that's her third. Sidney Flanagan taking it right to the rack. That is the third on Brooke McCune. Flanagan, the senior, at the line. First free throw. Yes. Sydney, 69% foul shooter. It's her first. Callie Goulet comes out. Destiny Boffman back in for Coach Don Cooper. Substitution for Coach Tara Simpson. They will not sub out McCune right now. Gunderson out and coming in, Madison Loonstra. There's a lot of height on this Osseo Fairchild team.
Yes.
Sydney Flanagan, second free throw for the senior. And it won't roll in.
Thought it was going to spin around there.
Two-point game. Eisberner left wing to McCune straight on. McCune show and go down the right side of the lane.
Ooh.
And she will draw a blocking foul from Aubrey Dorn. That is the fifth on McDonald. Emily Cooper comes in for Sydney Flanagan. That's the first on Aubrey Dorn, but again, McDonald only one foul left to give with 10:39 remaining. Inbounds right into McCune. McCune lost it for a moment, but Gunderson retrieves up top. Back to Scow. Scow between the circles, picks up her dribble, right side Eisberner. Eisberner at the foul line, high-low feed McCune. Good catch, knocked out of bounds. There's a block by Aubrey Dorn.
She's doing a good job down there on McCune. She's fronting her. I know it's a little dangerous there, but she's athletic enough to make up for it.
Frost to inbound. Holding, waiting, and a five-second call. Goes back to McDonald with a chance to tie or take the lead.
It's good defense by the McDonald girls.
Emily Cooper across midcourt. Cooper on the left wing, off a screen from Dorn. Right side, Lauren Dietz. Dietz pulls it back up to Destiny Boffman. Straight on for three, and the lead. The front of the rim, no. Rebound, Scow, Gavasio Fairchild.
That
the tilt
so
of Titans
good.
Here tonight with two state-ranked teams. McCune straight on, fires a pass, tipped out of bounds to McDonald. Abby Petronovich will come back in. That one caromed off the hand of Loonstra. Again, unfortunately, we don't have many heights listed here for Osseo Fairchild, but I'd say the majority of their starters and key reserves are 5'10 or better.
Yeah. They seem to have every girl we have on the floor by an inch or two.
Emily Cooper straight on, holding the ball on her right hip. Now makes her move. Kick into the left corner, and a pass thrown away. On the move, Osseo Fairchild. McCune left alone for another 17-footer. That one hit the back bracket. Rebound cleared by McDonald's Destiny Boffman. 35-33. Almost to the halfway point here the second half. Lady Max trail by two.
Boy, we have some really good opportunities.
Emily Cooper up top, working against McCune. Waves off the screen from Petronovich right now. Cooper backtracking near midcourt. Getting a lot of space there. They'll switch onto her. Cooper into the left corner. Again, unfortunately, we can't see who has it when it's in that left corner. That was Destiny Boffman. Back to Destiny. Boffman up top. Hand off to Lauren Dietz. Dietz curling into the lane. Kick into the left corner. Three on the way. In and out for Emily Cooper. Long push ahead. Skaug. Skaug on the run and knocks it out of bounds. Last touch by Emily Cooper. With 8:45 to play. Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Learn more at lakeland.edu. Lakeland.edu, their award-winning cooperative education program. Check it out. 35-33, the visiting Thunder. Top five ranked in the state, Division IV. McDonald in the top three in Division V. On the way, a three. No. Knocked out of the hands of Osseo Fairchild. Down to Lauren Dietz. Dietz.
And one. High off the glass. Too bad harm for the senior.
And McDonald has tied the game at 35 with a chance to take their first lead of the night.
Foul goes on Frazee, her first.
That's just the second whistle against the Thunder here in the second half. Lauren Dietz, the free throw. Yes, and McDonald, their first lead of the night, 36-35, as Dietz has 13.
That's some good defense here now. Oh,
see, almost a steal by Aubrey Dorn. Now a flip over to Fraz. Fraz has her pass tipped out of bounds for the quick hands of Emily Cooper.
McDonald went back into that 1-3-1 looking defense. They might do that maybe just to slow down the fouls a little bit.
Right side, Fraz. Check there. Pumps. Goes left side, Gunderson. Gunderson pulls up for three. Lotta arc and rolls it in. Taylor Gunderson.
Timeout, Osseo.
38-36, 8 minutes to play. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Greg Misfeldt. I am a vice president commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Well, this game has been everything we might have hoped. 38-36, 2 points separate these two state-ranked squads vying for sole possession of first place in the Western Coast Belt Conference. McDonald, the home team, trailing by two, but with possession as we traverse under 8 minutes to play. Emily Cooper out of the timeout. Right side, Lauren Dietz. Dietz driving down the right side of the lane. She hits the underside of the hoop. Offensive rebound, pulled back, counted, and the big flex for Abby Petranovic.
Beautiful.
Abby now with 6 points, ties the game at 38. Brooke McCune is going to come back in. As Coach Tara Simpson says, enough of that. She puts her powerful post player right back into the action. Abby Petranovic, free throw attempt to break the tie. On the way. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Abby Petranovic coming off that 7-of-8 performance from the foul line at Fall Creek gives McDonald a 39-38 lead. Gunderson, who just hit that three, Scowg, rather, up top, goes right side, pass tipped, but retrieved by Fraz. Scowg slides a bounce left side to Gunderson. She was the one who hit that three, and she's tied up. Oh, they're going to get a foul. And that was the last one for McDonald to give against Aubrey Dorn. 7:27 left. Big foul differential here, 6-3. McDonald has no fouls left. Left side, Scowg. Doubled, goes to Gunderson. Gunderson thought about a three. Leaves it for Scowg, left wing. Slides a bounce left side. A bit of a dangerous dribble right in front of her own bench for Loonstra. Back to Scowg. Scowg at the left elbow to Loonstra. Scowg left side. It's Aubrey Dorn. Scowg on the left side of the lane. Runner, too strong. Offensive rebound, grabbed her own miss. Scowg in the right corner. Slides a bounce to Fraz. Fraz, tough shot in the lane. Did she walk with it or a foul? We're going to call McDonald for the foul.
Lauren.
Shooting foul either way, but that's the third on Lauren Dietz with 6:50 to play. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. No good on the first for Lacey Fraz. So it's still a one-point lead for McDonald. That is the third on Lauren Dietz, the team's seventh. Second free throw for Fraz, the senior. That one does rattle in. That is her first point. She averages 8.5 a game. We are knotted once again at 39. 6:46 to go. Right side, Marley Hughes. Hughes in front of their own bench up top. Aubrey Dorn left side. Emily Cooper. Cooper thinks better of the three. Goes by McCune. Runner along the baseline. Yes. McDonald's largest lead of the night is 2, 41-39. That shows you how this game is going. three from Gunnarsson from the corner. Hits the back of the bracket. Offensive rebound again. Fraz to Lundstra. Left wing. Back to Fraz against Aubrey Dorn. Gives it up for Skoug. Skoug against Emily Cooper. Fraz dropped in the left corner. Long two. Side of the rim. No. Rebound. Battled for. Abby Petrunovic on her knees. Trying to scoot it out. She does it. Emily Cooper. McDonald with a two on two. Cooper push ahead. Oh. Nice hands there by Lundstra. Abasio Fairchild. She used that length well. Running the floor in transition to prevent a possible layup.
Yeah.
5:56 left.
Emily kind of let that one go a little too early.
Marley Hughes will trigger. Finds Aubrey Dorn. Dorn takes contact. Oh, the shot won't fall. But Aubrey Dorn going to the line, shooting two. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass. If that small chip in your windshield is turning to a big crack, call White City Glass today. Serving all of Western Wisconsin, White City Glass. Dorn too strong on the first free throw. Humphrey shooting 62% from the foul line. A chance to extend this to a full one-possession lead. Lundstra out, Skoug out, Steinke back in, and Eisburner in as well. So a couple starters coming back in for Coach Tara Simpson. Second attempt for Aubrey Dorn. That one rims out. Empty trip for McDonald. That was the fourth whistle, however, on Osseo Fairchild. Gunnarsson left wing. She's a dangerous shooter. Gunnarsson. Pulls it out left side. Long two. That one rattles in. They're calling it a three.
He gave it to her.
Steinke, and that one hit a lot of rim. But it's a 42-41 lead. Emily Cooper to answer left side. That one too long. Rebound to the Thunder. And Abby Petrunovic, loose ball foul, picks up her fourth. And that will send the Thunder the other direction, shooting a 1-1. Tough sequence there for McDonald is a very fortuitous bounce on the three-pointer for the Thunder. And now, as McDonald is not able to answer, a 1-1 opportunity here for Taylor Gunnarsson. And we'll see if she can shoot free throws as well as she shot from the field. 42-41, this is a 1-1. Free throw off the mark, but an offense rebound. McCune, too strong, off the glass. Rebound pulled down by Dorn. Dorn between three defenders, and finally safely gets a bounce to Marley Hughes. Still a one-point game. Good head fake. Lauren Dietz drives between two defenders. Too short from the right block. Thunder will push. Up top, McCune, standing right on the three-point arc, straight on. Right side to Gunnarsson. Gunnarsson back to McCune. Right block extended. She'll pull up. Jump. Oh, good. Three-point lead, 44-41 for Os Fairchild. McDonald's had a very brief advantage here in the second half. Emily Cooper driving down the lane. Misses it short from the left side. Now Cooper hassling. McCune driving down the right side of the lane. No, another offensive rebound. The putback is good. Is that Gunnarsson? The junior making the most of her minutes. Suddenly a five-point deficit for McDonald, 46-41. Right side, Emily Cooper outside the arc. Cooper slides a beautiful bounce down low and cutting along the baseline. Backdoor feed. Aubrey Dorn cleans it up for two.
30-second timeout, McDonald.
We are back in 30 seconds in a three-point game. Stay with us. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball on Wogo Sports.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small-town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Well, you'd have to say rebounding is going to be key down the stretch here for McDonald, limiting this Thunder offense to one shot per possession. As the Thunder are in the bonus, they have the basketball, leading by three, 46-43. A lot of time left, 4:12 remaining. In the backcourt, Eisburner. Take it across the logo at midcourt, maintaining a right-handed dribble, now picks it up. Throws at the high post. That's Fraz. Fraz turns with the left hand down the lane, and she's bumped, and that will send her to the line. The whistles have been pretty quick against McDonald here in the second half.
That's Lauren's fourth.
So now Lauren Dietz on the verge of fouling out with 3:57 remaining. And Fraz will be shooting a 1-1. And is good on the first. That is the final 1-1, as it'll be double bonus the rest of the way for the Thunder. Now Fraz straight on, trying to make this a 2-for-2 trip, and she'll hit the front of the rim, but an offensive rebound again, McCune. They have just killed McDonald on the offensive glass. McCune driving baseline, got by Dorn, up and in for two. Brooke McCune has just been too much to handle. 49-43, McDonald trails by six. Marley Hughes straight on. Hughes down the left side of the lane, took contact, no foul call, of course. And the rebound pulled down by McCune. Ahead to Fraz. Fraz, easy layup down the lane.
Full timeout, McDonald.
Timeout taken by McDonald. All of a sudden, it's an 8-point game. 3:24 remaining. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom shower doors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, commercial doors and windows. Five, custom cut glass and mirrors. And six, window screen repair or replacement. Always proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
This battle for first place in the Western Clover Belt continues. A critical push by the Osseo Fairchild Thunder has them up 8 with just 3:24 remaining, 51-43. Lady Max with the basketball and needing a bucket on this possession. Emily Cooper right wing. Cooper deep three. Rattles it in. That's a big shot for the sophomore. Emily Cooper with 8. And McDonald within 5.
That's what they need to do, is just maybe get that shot going.
And the high post pass poked away. Last touch by Destiny Boffman. Just as Cleveland helpfully retrieves it along the baseline. So key for McDonald to hold this Osseo offense to just one shot. Inbounds to McCune against Petronovich. McCune shoots it over left side. Pass poked away for a moment. Fraz up top. Right back to McCune. McCune shoots it into the lane. Left side, baseline jumper, air ball, and rebound knocked out of bounds. Oh, goodness. Emily Cooper lost it. Wasn't looking for the pass, the quick dish from Abby Petronovich.
Yeah.
Donald did everything right on that defensive possession, but.
Yeah, you know, it's just maybe the pressure of the game.
Inbounds to McCune. McCune skips out to Fraz. 17-foot jumper, rattles in and out. Abby Petronovich pulls down the rebound. 5-point game, 2:39 to go. Marley Hughes, left side, picks up the dribble and threw it away. Fraz against Callie Goulet finds a wide open Gunderson layup. Good. 7-point game, 53-46. Emily Cooper up top. Cooper down the left side of the lane. Tough shot, blocked out of bounds. They're going to say it went off of McDonald.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody did hit that, but.
Lauren Dietz will come back in. She's playing with 4 fouls, 2:17 left. Callie Goulet comes out.
Got time yet. 2:17. Down by 7. They can make a little run here.
Gunderson left side. That's Marley Hughes. Donald can't foul without sending the Thunder to the line for 2, but clock becoming an issue. A trap, right side, and. It looked on a timeout taken by the Thunder. I thought Eisbrenner may have changed her pivot feet, but
yeah, but I think she called, the player called the timeout. 30.
Minute 58 left. We'll take a 30-second break. Back in half a minute on WOGO.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO. Is there some McDonald magic in the gym tonight? They trail 53-46 with a minute 58 left to the powerful Osseo Fairchild Thunder, 17-1 on the year. Inbounds to McCune. McCune leaves it for Eisbrenner, fouled quickly by Sydney Flanagan with a minute 54 left. So McDonald will start playing the fouling game and hope for some misses. There'll be two here. They'll stay down on the first. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game, as the first one is missed by Desiree Eisbrenner. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. That's CVOSM.com/WOGO. Eisbrenner, second free throw, and she missed them both. Rebound to Petronovich. McDonald down seven. That's what they needed. Right side, Marley Hughes. Hughes against Eisbrenner at the foul line. Marley down the left side of the lane, lays it in for two.
They might have to stop the clock here quickly.
Minute 35 left. Fraz, right wing. Fraz driving baseline, gets inside for two. As Petronovich couldn't foul. 55-48, back to a 7-point lead for the Thunder. Emily Cooper at the left corner. Cooper up top, and a bounce goes against McDonald as Abby Petronovich, an offensive foul for an illegal screen. Minute 17 left, and so a lot's going to be riding on this trip to the line for Fraz. Coming up in our post-glass post-game show, brought to you by Post Glass and Muir in Chippewa Falls. Your stats, analysis, we'll talk with head coach Don Cooper and play back the highlights from a very busy second half as well.
Player control foul there, Caleb, so no free throws.
No free throws. So the inbounds to McCune. McCune across the timeline. And Stemma Stelter. McCune right block extended, driving baseline. She's trapped. Back out to Eisbrenner, and they'll foul her very quickly with a minute six left. Hope that Eisbrenner has another 0-for trip. Lauren Dietz will come in on the offense-defense substitution. Lady Max went up two in this game. First free throw is good for Eisbrenner. Max went up two and unfortunately had an empty trip at the foul line with an opportunity to go up four, and that was the window the Thunder needed. In the blink of an eye, they were up eight. That's their advantage right now. 56-48, make it nine. As Eisbrenner notches a pair. Minute three left. Right side, Marley Hughes.
Gotta be doing this rather quickly.
Hughes to Cooper, a little bobble near midcourt against Fraz. Cooper working off a screen. Deep three left to the wheel. That one off the back of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Osseo Fairchild. To Steinke. Steinke hassle in the backcourt. To Eisbrenner. Eisbrenner across midcourt with 40 seconds to play. To Gunderson. Gunderson fouled by Emily Cooper. And she'll go to the line for a pair and a 9-point game, 57-48.
Yeah, 37.7. This could be the
first free throw is no good for Gunderson, leaving the window cracked just slightly.
Yeah. Got to push this hard to get a quick shot off.
Second attempt for Gunderson. That one is good. She's been a force off the bench tonight. Emily Cooper, left side, Marley Hughes. Hughes between two defenders. Layup falls through for Marley Hughes, who's had a brilliant second half. 8-point game, 58-50. Inbounds to Gunderson. Gunderson throws to Fraz. draws, waiting for the foul, dumps it off to Eisburner. Eisburner bumped with 19.6 remaining, and she will go to the line.
Emily's fourth foul.
The rematch we all wanted, but Alessio Fairchild has proved just a little bit stronger here tonight. First free throw does rim out for Eisburner. Eisburner has been 2 for 5 on free throws here in the second half. Second attempt, and that one does rattle home. 59-50. Cooper across midcourt. Cooper pulls up from 35 feet. That one doesn't quite nick the rim with 13.2 remaining. And that should just about do it.
Yeah, I would think.
Eisburner inbounds. McDonald still some full court pressure. High pass. Steinke left side for Fraz. And Fraz will escape a couple McDonald defenders. Eisburner across midcourt with 5 seconds. And McDonald will back off. And the Osseo Fairchild crowd rises to their feet as their team comes in a tightly contested game between state-ranked squads and takes care of business against McDonald. Your final score, Osseo Fairchild 59, McDonald 50. Osseo Fairchild now 18-1 on the year, 10-1 in the Western Clover Belt Conference, and firmly in place to take home that conference crown. McDonald falls to 14-3 on the year and 9-2 in the WCC. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cbosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
We'll start our post game here from a gym rapidly emptying that was absolutely jam-packed here tonight. McDonald Falls 59-50 to Osseo Fairchild. Head coach Don Cooper joining us. And coach, it was a game where obviously there's a disadvantage in length and very difficult to hold down this Thunder offense to just one shot per possession.
I agree. And we didn't do a good job. We didn't match their intensity. Again, their loose balls, every rebound they got, they wanted it more than we did. And well coached. They didn't panic every time we made runs. They didn't panic. They played very good basketball, and they deserve to be the champions. They just outplayed us tonight.
A very, very deep roster, and yep. Again, some significant impacts they got from their bench.
Yes. So I was very proud of the pack stand, all the fans coming out to support us, and sorry, we kind of let them down tonight. We just didn't play the game that normally we play.
Coach, what would you like to see? I know you won't see another matchup against Osseo Fairchild, but were you to play this team again, what would you say your team has to do better?
We just got to play better defense. We did not play a good post defense at all. We did not we didn't box out very well at all, and that's usually not our game. And we let the motions get the best of us tonight.
And finally, Coach, what are the positives you take out of this? Obviously, an incredibly deep team that you face tonight that very likely is going to make a lot of noise in Division IV. What do you build on from this game and say, you know what, even though we weren't at the level we'd like to be, this is what we did well tonight?
Well, again, what we did well is we had spurts in there that we played really good defense, and we moved the ball very well on offense. But we panicked. And we didn't settle for the best shots. We forced shots that we should have not taken. And we just didn't play the basketball we can play.
Well, Coach, again, it was great to see the stands this full. Haven't seen a gym packed like this in McDonald for quite some time. Great to see. And even though coming up on the short end tonight, it certainly was an entertaining night of basketball. We thank you for that. We'll see you next week against Regis. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you guys for the great coverage, and thank you very much for all the fans today. I really appreciate you coming out.
That's head coach Don Cooper. We will step out. We'll be back in 3.5 minutes as WOGO postgame continues. McDonald falls to Osseo Fairchild 59-50. Back in 3.5.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. For more information.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Lady Max postgame here on WOGO Sports. What an atmosphere here tonight inside McDonald Central in Chippewa Falls. A huge crowd on hand from both schools. Osseo Fairchild faithful going away a little happier here tonight. It was a well-played game.
It was.
Off the bat, I have a hard time believing, and again, you don't know what's going to happen in the tournament, but I have a hard time believing this Thunder team is not going to make a run to state. And who knows who they'll match up against, but when you see this team, and this was my first time seeing them in person, the depth of their bench, the way this team plays together, again, as Coach Cooper just said, McDonald needed to do things better here tonight. But this is an absolutely top-shelf opponent, this Thunder team. They are really, really impressive, to say the least.
Yes, and, you know, and again, you know, they got us both times. They got us down at their place, and they got us here at our place. You know, so you got to give them credit. They're the real deal. It wasn't a fluke down at Osseo. You know, I mean, in the aspect that, you know, they beat us down there and they came here and beat us here. But this was a very good basketball game. And, you know, and it comes down to those last minutes where you got a foul and they, you know, start hitting some free throws. And that's what opened up the lead at the end of the game. But, you know, the McDonald girls were right there the whole time. So, again, it was, you know, give credit to the Osseo girls for, you know, and Brooke McEwen. She was just tough. You got to be able to stop somebody like that. And, you know, maybe a little bit of a, again, you play some of these teams like that and get some McDonald girls ready down the line. But, again, you know, it's not the end here, Caleb. I mean, you know, the Osseo girls have been tripped up along the way. They get tripped up again. And they're right back being tied as long as the McDonald girls can keep their heads up here and finish out the season and play some good basketball.
It certainly isn't an easy road for either team in the conference this year with the way Cadott's playing, Bloomer and Regis. So yes. McDonald still has to play all three of those
yes.
teams coming up in the next couple weeks before finishing on the road at Oliva Strum. And we'll have their matchup against Regis on the 3rd of February next week. But before we get to the leading scorers here, this is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. McDonald, I even though Coach Cooper would say, hey, there's some things we need to do better on defense, specifically in the post, and trying not to let emotions get the better of them, I don't think this was a game McDonald lost so much as Osseo Fairchild just came in and took this game.
Exactly. I mean, you have to give them guys the credit, the girls down there for Osseo. They just... You know, when they needed to score, they scored. And, you know, McDonald had lots and lots of opportunities. Again, I don't know. We don't keep track of how many shots we had, and it doesn't matter how many shots we missed, but I liked the fact that we had shots going up. They didn't fall. There's nothing you can do about that. So, again, I think the McDonald girls played a very, very good game. Just came up... short on the scoreboard at the end when the time ran out.
Well, we'll continue the post-glass post-game show in just 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. A lot of highlights from the second half, and we'll get you your leading scores, more analysis as well. Your final score, McDonald falls 59-50 to the Osseo Fairchild Thunder. Back in 2.5 on WOGO Sports.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices from the glass leaders for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you at McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. We'll look at your leading scorers now. Eight players in the scoring column for Osseo Fairchild, led by Brooke McCune, who, despite some foul trouble in both halves, still poured in a game-high 19 points. She was doing it from not only mid-range, but also in the low post as well. A really impressive performance from Brooke McCune. Right behind her was Taylor Gunderson, who scored 12 points. Coming off the bench tonight, the junior hit some key shots down the stretch. 7 for Elise Dahl, who unfortunately went out with an injury and did not return. We're certainly wishing that young lady the absolute best. A talented player for Coach Tara Simpson. 6 for Lacey Fraz. 5 for Desiree Eisburner. 5 for Mariah Steinke. 3 for Caitlin Skaug, and 2 for Madison Lundstra. On the other side for McDonald, 7 different players scored. 14 for Marley Hughes. She had 12 in a phenomenal second half to lead the way for McDonald. 13 for Lauren Dietz. She scored 10 in the first half to keep the Lady Macs within 3 at the break. 8 for Emily Cooper, all in the second half. 7 for Abby Petronovich, a very strong game for Abby. 5 for Destiny Boffman, 2 for Aubrey Dorn, and 1 for Sydney Flanagan. When you look at this matchup again, retrospectively, Mark, again, foul trouble was certainly an issue for McDonald. I think Coach Cooper would say we've got to be able to play the way we want to with our defensive intensity without fouling, but yeah, that differential was certainly significant in both halves, and it's easy to complain about not getting calls, but not to sell short the length and defense of this Osseo Fairchild team. Again, we're not on the floor. I think from my vantage point, I thought there were a couple drives where it looked like there was some significant contact that wasn't called, but that length, especially down low, really can erase a lot of things. And give credit to the Thunder. Again, they were able to play without getting whistled and play with physical, but also play long.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, the McDonald girls kind of got, they swatted a few balls there too that, you know, could have had some foul calls too. Again, like you said, it's hard to tell from up here whether they actually hit them. If a girl falls down, doesn't mean they're necessarily been fouled. A lot of kids fall down and use that as a trap to kind of get the ref to look at them and say, look, I fell down, I must have got fouled. But sometimes that's not the case, and the refs kind of pick up on that. And it was a really good game. I mean, Osseo played good defense. McDonald girls played good defense. Coach Cooper might have been a little disappointed with some of the defensive outputs there, but again, he talked about the post play there, right? And man, it's tough when you got an athlete like Brooke McCune in there, and she posted up a lot of the girls, and she knows what to do with the basketball in there. She's a senior, she knows how to do that stuff. So, and I think Abby did her best out there. She was probably the best one we had to defend against McCune, but then again, she got in foul trouble, and then Aubrey Dorn comes in and she does her best out there. You know, she probably matched up the best height wise with her, but just a little inexperienced there, and McEwen knew how to handle that. But again, it was a good basketball game, and I think now they just got to look forward you know, and not let this one eat at you and move forward.
An absolutely incredible atmosphere, and hopefully the preview of a few playoff games here as well on the home floor, as McDonald's still with an incredible record, 14-3 on the year, 9-2 in the Western Clover Belt, and this Thunder team from Osseo Fairchild moves to an incredible 18-1 record, 10-1 in the WCC. They are certainly in the catbird seat, but we'll see what happens over the next week and a half or so. Midwinter Mardi Gras at McDonald puts the fun in fundraiser. Mark your calendars for February the 12th. 100% of the proceeds support McDonald's schools and students. A delicious dinner, casino and carnival style games, and live jazz music from Tropo, plus a cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,000. Get your dinner and raffle tickets today in person or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Let's hear the sounds of the second half here on the Post Glass and Mirror post game show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. This is our second half highlights on WOGO Sports. Half trailing 24-19, and considering the way the Thunder play defense, you don't want to get down much more than that. Emily Cooper, a steal, tosses off to Destin Coffin. Coffin soars down the lane for two. Pressure riding her the whole way down the court caused that slip. Lauren Dietz, right wing. Destiny Boffman straight on. Left side, Emily Cooper. 4-3 on Lloyd. Wow.
All the way.
Emily Cooper. That's her first bucket, and it ties the game at 24. Wisconsin Cheddar, then deep-fried Golden Brown, and served hot at Culver's of Lake Alley. Inbound, stolen away by Marley Hughes. She stepped right in front of it. Hands off to Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan right side. Emily Cooper thought about a really deep three. Set to Marley Hughes. Hughes for three. Left wing.
Oh, yeah.
Book it. Marley nice. Hughes with 5 points. And the Lady Macs are within one, 28-27. 30-27. Lady Macs trail by three. Marley Hughes straight on. Head fake down the left side of the lane. Splits two defenders. Oh, high off nice. The window. Pitches it off the glass. 4-2. Marley Hughes with seven. Lady
Beautiful
Macs are within
drive.
One again. Dietz, right wing. Callie Goulet also came into the game to Marley Hughes. Hughes for her second three. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Marley Hughes to 10 points as she is firing from beyond the arc. Three-point game. And retrieves up top. Back to Scow. Scow between the circles. Picks up her dribble. Right side, Eisberger. Eisberger at the foul line. High-low feed. McCune. Good catch. Knocked out of bounds. There's a block by Aubrey Zorn.
She's doing a good job down there on McCune. She's fronting her. I know.
For McDonald in the top three in Division 5. On the way, a three. No. Knocked out of the hands of Osseo Fairchild. Down to Lauren Dietz. Dietz takes contact.
High off the glass. Hoop and harm for the senior.
Play. Emily Cooper out of the timeout. Right side, Lauren Dietz. Dietz driving down the right side of the lane. She hits the underside of the hoop. Offensive rebound, pulled back, pounded, and the big flex for Abby Petranovic.
Beautiful.
5-point deficit for McDonald, 46-41. Right side, Emily Cooper outside the arc. Cooper slides a beautiful bounce down low and cutting along the baseline. Backdoor feed. Aubrey Dorn cleans it up for two.
30-second timeout, McDonald.
24 remaining, 51-43. Lady Max with the basketball, needing a bucket on this possession. Emily Cooper, right wing. Cooper, deep three.
Rattles it in.
That's a big shot for the sophomore. Emily Cooper with eight. And McDonald within five. That's how the second half sounded here on WOGO Sports. McDonald falls by 9, 59-50 in a game that was really everything we could have hoped for other than the final result.
Yes, it really was. But, you know, it was a packed gym. You know, the crowd got what they came to see. You know, maybe some of the McDonald faithful didn't quite see it the same way as the Osseo faithful did. But overall, it really was. It was a great basketball game. And, again, we're at the end of January. We got the month of February to go, and then the playoffs will start. So, again, I am really going to be curious as to how these girls respond from this. You know, this could be a great motivational thing, or are they going to hang their heads for a little bit and pout and, you know, do that type of thing, but I think these girls are just going to, you know, put their tennis shoes back on, tighten them up a little bit, and go play some good basketball and finish out the year and then get right into the playoffs.
And they will have a very quick opportunity to turn around and shake this one off as they are playing Marshfield Columbus Catholic tomorrow afternoon right here in a doubleheader with the boys. Marshfield Columbus boys are ranked very highly in the state in Division 5, so that'll be a test for Coach Adam Schilling's squad as well. Next time we will see these Lady Macs will be on the 3rd of February next week against Eau Claire Regis. That was a fairly tight one down at Regis, so another test for McDonald yes. down the stretch. Also, they'll play at Bloomer. Bloomer played them really tight as the Lady Macs held off the Blackhawks 57-54 last week. And then at Cadott, we'll have that game on the 11th. That's a big one as well. Cadott, of course, playing very good basketball right now, and they are right behind McDonald in the standings, 6-4 in conference play. So, again, McDonald right now pretty locked into that second spot, but hoping for a stumble by Osseo Fairchild. Yeah, nothing's beyond the realm of possibility at this point.
Nope.
Looking ahead at our boys' schedule for McDonald basketball on the 5th of February, which is a week from tomorrow, Osseo Fairchild boys come to town here in the afternoon, 2:40 p.m. start on WOGO and Max TV. Tomorrow, join Mark Halverson up at Rice Lake for Chi High boys basketball. Next time, we'll see Chi High boys hockey on the road at Eau Claire Memorial on the 8th of February. And on the 4th of February, Chippewa Falls Cardinals girls basketball against Menominee. You can check out our full calendar at WOGO Sports. Just click on the sports calendar there. Live streaming links available as well. Our thanks to Dawson Halverson, keeping things running smoothly back at the WOGO home base in Halley. This is WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It was a fun one here tonight, Mark Maloney, and again, going to get back to it right away next week.
Yes, you know, again, you know, it's a Friday night here. The girls got a little weak. Well, they don't. They got to play tomorrow, so they're going to be right at it. So, again, that'll be a good test for them, too. And, again, hopefully they're not hanging their heads too bad and play some good basketball. So I'm looking forward to the month of February. It's, you know, they talk about, we've always mentioned this, Caleb, March Madness. No, we like February Madness because it's going to be mad during the month of February.
That's where the rubber meets the road. Thank you again for joining us here tonight. Once again, your final score, McDonald falls to Osseo Fairchild, the Thunder 59, the Lady Macs 50. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. This has been McDonald Lady Macs Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports.
McDonald Macs Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Macs Basketball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.